And now we continue the Plays the Thing with part two of Relativity by Cassandra Medley. Please be advised that the following program contains language of an adult nature.
Extra, extra, read all about it. Cloning, read all about it.
Gene altering therapies. As you know, my own daughter is involved in this technology of the 21st century, which is perhaps the greatest social and scientific breakthrough since history began. But cloning? Real cloning? Let's talk about real history, not no science fiction. Why should we trust what's going on now? Never forget the selective breeding we suffered through 300 years of enslavement. Never forget how they measured our skulls and our genitals in the name of scientific study, and how they taught in esteemed scientific journals that our people were ape-like and beasts. Never forget the Tuskegee syphilis experiment of the 1930s, where they sterilized our black men, and the sterilizations of poor women of color right on up to the 1970s. Black and brown women who believed they were just having routine childbirth or medical exams, but who were in fact having their tubes tied and or hysterectomies without their consent. So now we're gonna have us some designer super octane babies grown from what they say will be inherited genetic modification. Are they gonna select for our traits or favor selection of blonde, blue-eyed traits as they develop these designer babies? Are only wealthy parents gonna be able to go and select for these babies? Why is it that so many scientific advances for them turn out to be drawbacks for us? Time and time again, we let up and relax. And what happens? What group of people get shafted? Is there a master plan? Brothers and sisters, where we're concerned, there's always a master plan. Wake up!
What a great presentation. Woman, you were smoking.
Kalima, thought you weren't getting in till late. Here, this is for you, honey.
What's this? Ma, it's not my birthday.
Girl, you know I love dressing you, so hush.
Oh.
I knew these earrings would look great on you. Now, it's a good thing you're early. I need your input. Our free clinic in Kinshasa just lost one of our last two nurses.
Eight?
We've got to send more funds, organize another benefit.
Have some peanut soup, my precious.
Aw, thank you. Sweetheart, look who just turned up.
Hey, Malik.
Hi. Claire, you were so beautiful just now. Wasn't she something else?
Something else.
Well, you were part of it too, Teddy Bear.
Jamal, come in.
Hold on. Jamal? Yo, did you get all that on tape?
I hope so.
What do you mean, you hope so? Let me see this, young blood. Look, Jamal, you better not pull no indie film Fellini Spielberg on us.
Girl, whoo, let me get these shoes off. My toes could start a bonfire.
Well, prop them up.
Shook so many hands, my fingers are stuck together.
Mom, the clinic.
That's, the fifth nurse gone.
In 6 months.
Kalima?
Mom.
Callie, what is it?
Preston. I have to keep working there at least for just a few more months. I can't just quit in the middle of my research and move elsewhere without it looking unprofessional.
You had to travel 1 hour on an express train to tell me that?
It's the book.
You can't do it. You're going to be too busy. You're...
No, I...
Oh, great. Because all our publicity has already gone out.
Kalima? Kalima, I'll come right to the point. Are you writing a book with Dr. Reed?
What? They've announced it?
According to this press release, a new book is in process, a book co-authored by you and Dr. Reed.
What's on your mind, Callie?
Is that a yes?
The book.
Our book?
Warrior Sisters in Black Science, Melanated People, and the Truth About DNA by Dr. Claire Reed and her daughter, Dr. Kaleem, etc. Release date.
Dr. Preston, it can hardly be released since it's barely drafted.
What's on your mind, sweetheart?
Iris, we agreed my business with my mother is my private business.
Whatever it is, sit back and calm down. I'm sure we can solve it. What about our book, darling?
Mom, this is going to be a little difficult.
Just tell me.
Okay, well, basically, it's kind of difficult to substantiate.
Substantiate what?
Kaleem, I gave a lecture this morning at Thurgood Marshall Junior High School. I was presenting the DNA results of the Race and Genetics Project. All of the students were shocked when they saw how genetically similar they were to each other. Black, white, Asian. And then these two black kids raised their hands. Carlton Maxwell and Regina Blake. They started to argue with the findings and were embarrassed when they couldn't refute the data before their very eyes.
Well, I suppose it'll take Carlton and Regina a little time to get used to that idea.
In fact, when we compared Regina's DNA to samples in our data bank, she saw for herself. She comes very close to this 20-year-old Icelandic boy whom she's unlikely to ever meet face-to-face in life.
What does any of this have to do with me?
As it turns out, Carlton and Regina's parents are devotees of Dr. Claire Reed. What happens if, when they get to high school or college, they refuse to learn legit biology or chemistry and insist on holding on to their ignorance? How many young black students are in fact doing just that, which, by the way, only perpetuates the racist stereotypes about blacks?
Kaleema, are you listening? What's so hard to substantiate?
So what's this about the melanin truth of DNA?
My mother understands that the subtitle is out. It's just a memoir of my family.
And that's all it is?
Callie, honey, you don't have to hesitate with me.
Mom, the melanin in 12 sites of the body, no evidence as to how the internal melanin sites function and why.
But of course you're going to explain how proof need not be entirely based in Western science.
Well, that's the field I work in, Mommy. Western science. That's how we understand why we're standing here face to face and not flying up to the ceiling, because of the proven facts of Western science.
That may be the field you're in, but of course you're also a melanin scientist, right? Am I right?
A private memoir. In terms of just growing up and so on?
Darling, let's take a look at what you've drafted.
Why this interrogation, Iris?
Well, rumor has it that the Journal of Human Genetics will be publishing an in-depth review of my work for the last 5 years.
That is what's running on the grapevine, yes.
Surely the grapevine is aware that I'm looking to pluck someone out of special projects to assist on my paper on improving pig-to-rat xenotransplantation. We both know what co-authorship would mean to some young up-and-coming scientist eager to boost his or her career. And of course you've heard about the TV science documentary. These folks keep bugging me to give an interview. Well, that would be an opportunity for me, for us, to explain our research to the general public.
This is just your first draft for our book, right?
I'm just tossing ideas around, Mommy. You know, I'm just...
Well, it sort of reads as if you're implying that extrasensory sound vibration in the inner ear...
Yeah, I guess I'm having a bit of a...
doesn't exist. It's not a fact.
Well, you know, it's just a first draft. I'm experimenting with ideas. Remember, we have to challenge the facts in order to prove them.
Sure, sure, but... You're not listing the acute attunement to rhythm, which we know our people possess.
Well, the thing is, if only we had some experiments that could demonstrate this attunement.
Experiments? Well, just refer to our charts.
Well, the trouble is our charts aren't experiments. I mean, it's just a draft now, Mom, remember? But, I mean, you see, as a scientist, I have to ask, Are black people really any more or less rhythmic than anybody else?
Callie, the phenomenon of jazz, the polyrhythms invented by us.
Mom, that's culture, not empirical science.
The fact that black athletes are on average superior to other athletes, all due to the melanin dispersal.
Mom.
Now, you are going to cover the substantia nigra in the brain. And how any basic anatomy text shows the neuropeptide melanin there.
Yes, but then I'll have to write that nobody knows what neuropeptide melanin actually does, what its function is.
We melanin scientists know what it does. We do know that the black appearance of the substantia nigra in the brain is due to breakdown products of dopamine, which includes neuromelanin. Dopamine, as you well know,
is a major neurotransmitter, but melanin as a superconductor absorbing frequencies of the electromagnetic spectrum, we have no experiments proving that, or that melanin regulates our degree of higher psychological sensitivity. I mean, how do we measure psychological sensitivity?
Kalima, the data are in the books by Kofu Samuel, Cheryl Patterson, Ken Ngozi. Look at the data in Dr. Clark's analysis.
I can't just repeat Dr. Clark's interpretations of history and culture and call it science. I can't.
Who's asking you to repeat anything? Your purpose is to emphasize the immensity of what is not yet known, sweet girl, not repeat. For example, all those non-coding DNA sequences that are currently being written off as irrelevant simply because they yield no proteins?
Yeah, what about them?
Those so-called junk strands of DNA have been preserved in our genes for millions of years of evolution. Why, Callie? Why?
We don't know why. That's why we...
Thank you. It does suggest something indispensable at work, wouldn't you say? Some wider function than today's geneticists imagine is possible?
So, co-writing the paper is my protege. Interested?
I'm honored.
Kalima, what if it had been you facing those two kids in the classroom this morning?
I told you. Any book with my mother will be a memoir. There'll be nothing melanin-related about it.
I sincerely hope you won't jeopardize your professional standing.
I know what's at stake, Iris. Obviously, our paper and the interview will cover the fact that biologically, genetically, there is no such thing as race.
Kalima, you as a scientist need to remind our readers that that science is not the sole province of what the West defines it to be. Write about the Chinese science of acupuncture, the Hindi with 5,000-year-old chakra science, the Indians and tribal Africans with shaman and herbal practices. They work. They're valid. Can't toss them in the dustbin just because they don't adhere to proofs that can't be substantiated by Western science. Above all, remind our readers that Western science once declared our people three-fifths human. History is never past tense.
Mom, I'm not...
I must say... It is gratifying to know that finally, by the mercy of Providence, I have a black female protege who happens to have the indisputable merit to warrant my choice.
People of color all over the world send their beloved children off to get more training in the institutions of the colonizers. We fight for you to have the training opportunities. And then we have to stand in the background and watch you all struggle to stick to your own traditions. Your situation is so common, Callie. You're by no means the first.
Just look at you. Probably the great-great-granddaughter of slaves. Oh, what wonders you'll live to witness. Your future overflowing with opportunities, funding for your own projects, offers for publication, the prizes, the discoveries, the revelations.
I swore to your dad that I'd bring up a warrior woman who would do him proud. And there'll be more books after this one. book after book that Claire Reed and Kalima Davis will be known for.
Book after book, Claire, Listen, I definitely agreed that we all have to be very careful with the use of all this genetic technology, but...
Of course you agree. Never think I doubt you. Is that clear? Never think that, please. I know you'll emphasize that the investigation of melanin science is valid and exactly what people of color need, and that genetics in the wrong hands could be disaster for our people, for everyone. Love you, my sweet darling.
Would be quite a coup for your side, wouldn't it, Iris?
Meaning?
The daughter of your arch-nemesis publicly recants her mother's theories?
You're the one insisting that your situation with Dr. Reed should be of no concern to me.
We're not machines, Iris.
Fine. Since you have a burning desire to read ulterior motives into my decision, next to you in line is Dan McClellan, or Xioli Chen. Going once, going twice.
No, I want it.
The Federation for African Americans in Science will offer you membership, of course. Who knows? You might even receive the award for Outstanding New Member and that delicious research grant that comes along with it. Emphasis on might.
I'll need time to prepare my mom for what's coming. Give me 2 weeks? All right. 1 week.
For the final time, I have nothing, and I underscore nothing, to do with your private life.
Come on, Iris. You're a mother. You know exactly what it is.
Lock up the toy chest, Kalima. Come out in the real arena. Roll up your sleeves. Decide what you want. Decide what cost you're willing to pay to get what you want.
Welcome to my humble castle.
My lord.
Let me turn this Borg off. And you on.
Oh. Mm. 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 Oh, what smells so good?
Mm. Well, let's investigate.
No, in the kitchen.
Oh. Well, that's my delectable pesto artichoke pasta. Yum. Thing is, the recipe mandates that it must be eaten in bed.
Oh, well, since that's what the recipe demands, then...
And everybody on staff owes me $25, including you.
Oh, wait, not so fast, mister. Where's your proof?
Greg emailed me himself. The rumor's confirmed. Pay up!
Greg's not really taking acting lessons.
Get this. He's actually signed up for, and I quote... a night school acting course to prepare myself for being interviewed on TV.
You're not serious.
And if that's not whacked enough, Greg is so certain that Iris will ask him to co-write the paper, he's gone ahead and written his first draft. Ow, don't hit me. You're just a sore loser. $25, please.
Stop. Stop. Come on. We shouldn't make fun.
Yeah. You gotta hand it to old Greg. Single-handedly safeguarding the stereotype of the mad scientist. No easy task.
That is not nice.
You want Chardonnay or Merlot or... what? What? She chose you, didn't she?
It'll be announced on Monday.
Wonderful! That's... wow!
Yeah.
Great, congratulations.
Toast?
Huh? When did she...
this afternoon.
Ah.
Don't jump up and down too hard. You might break something.
I said congratulations.
Yeah, you said congratulations, all right.
Well, it would have been nice if...
if?
Everybody was counting on having an equal... chance.
Counting on having an equal chance.
The chance for extra visibility. The goddamn extra career boost up the world's rump. Of course we all want it.
Well, I'm the one chosen.
Well, and I said congratulations, didn't I?
Having a peer as a lover is a bitch. Huh, lover?
Well, it's a trip. There's no denying that.
Terrific. Shall we keep pretending that what's really happening isn't really happening?
I'm just saying it would have been one thing for you to be selected out of some kind of equal process.
Equal? The good old American rant. Hey, come on. These morsels of opportunity have been handed out among and between white male senior PIs to their white male favorites for umpteen generations.
Don't get me started on equality, baby.
Oh, so now you're her favorite?
What if I am? You name me one esteemed laboratory scientist who hasn't some protege. Name me one.
Earth to protege preferential treatment is not fair. And if this is how Iris is going to maneuver secret covens.
Covens? Wait, excuse
inner
me?
Inner circles within circles.
Right. She tranced out with her crystal ball. She vivisected frog guts and read her tea leaves and threw bones. I mean, babe, can't you just celebrate for me?
Yes. Yes, I can. I do. And I'm human. I wanted it too. Is that so terrible?
I'm getting this because of my merit.
I know that. I believe that.
Ugh, I can just hear the whole damn staff behind my back. See, what I tell you. Iris chose Kalima because of you know what? Whereas if I were white...
I am not the whole damn staff. I'm Dan, not evil Whitey.
Wait, I deserve... Wait, who on staff has a current paper in genetics today?
Who on staff has a current paper in molecular genetics research? Lady, your sweetheart is neck and neck with you. That's how we first noticed each other, remember?
Wait, you want to win, and this time you don't, and you just can't stand it.
Don't you tell me what I can't stand. I don't know what she should have done. Drawn lots.
How the do you know she didn't? Eons of you folks granting each other the real preferential privilege, and now y'all get in a funk just as my people take our place at the table.
Your people? I'm talking one lab. One Johns Hopkins U lab. You, me, Iris, and a handful of... Okay, the rest of them white people.
Hello.
Plus Scioli.
Right, if Scioli Chen were chosen, that would fit the stereotype. The model minority. Nobody'd bellyache that.
You know, it has always been my MO to keep my work and my love life separate.
You're not the only one, baby. You having second thoughts?
What happened in Philly?
Philly?
Yeah, the city of brotherly love.
Well, I'm working on telling her.
Your mom.
I'm slowly breaking the ground, you know, so to speak. Slowly and carefully. It's a delicate situation.
That, Kalima. Jesus H. Christ. Slow, careful.
Wait, hold up. I'm sorry if I'm not wrecking my family according to your timetable.
Well, Cal, let me help you. I'll help you. Let's go there together. Mom, this is my new man.
Oh, please. You seriously think
What am I doing hanging with a woman who's ashamed of
me? Wait, hold up. I'm with you because I refuse to let anyone and any group, anyone tell me who I should be with. Hell, it's hard enough finding someone who you're compatible with in the first place.
You know, okay. You came at me with that treating you like a white person in blackface thing. Well, do you wish that I were black?
Under the circumstances, of course part of me wishes you were black, but that doesn't
mean I'm not black. Except for my genetic African clan, so goddammit, act on the courage of your convictions and stop dragging your ass.
I could risk everything. Everything, and then you end up skipping out on me with one of those... blonde-haired, blue-eyed Barbie who won't compete in your career.
And what if I'm left holding my guts in my hat? Are you going to decide you can't do the deed, man? Hell, you admit that you wish I were somebody else. Oh, he's great, but too bad this year's model comes with no tan.
Look, I watched you for 1 year, every 3 or 4 months, pass on to a different, so-called, less defective woman.
Score, okay? Score.
I mean, if we can't trust each other, then what do we...
Where is the proof that I should trust you, Kalima? Is your mother a racist?
What?
I mean, hey, we're on the bloody side of the knife tonight already. 6 months of sexy bliss, but what the hell? Now it's bong, honest relationship time, right? That's what we want, right?
An honest relationship is what I want, yes.
Okay, then do you consider your mom to be a racist?
You can't just reduce my mother to what you disagree
with. Are her theories racist? And condemning other races does fit the definition last I checked, but I need to hear your opinion on the matter. Right here, right now, enlighten me.
She doesn't condemn other races.
Oh.
She doesn't! Look, you have no idea how many people she helps. Women deserted, children terrified, men with their self-respect scraping their heels, AIDS orphans.
Exclusively black women, black men, black orphans.
They're the ones who need it most. My mother and I have a foundation, my father's foundation. See, even you. Hello, there's a Holocaust that we're trying in our tiny way to at least address. My mother is right about one thing. If millions of Swiss and French and English and German children were dying of AIDS right now, there'd be billions of dollars sent to...
Don't try and sidetrack this melanin. Answer that question.
And what does your mother do? Besides genuflecting to the cross, same time, same station, every single day of the week. My mother does not advocate hatred against other people based on their race, Daniel.
Yeah, right. She just assigns bogus qualities to one group as opposed to others. Flip side of the same dirty old coin.
Oh, the sarcasm. I'm so sick to death of it.
Functioning for the good of some don't make no racist theory any less racist. If there's anything history slaps in our faces over and over, it's that.
The good of some? Some?
Can't just peel off the good deed from the rest of the rusty core, lady.
Oh, you and I peel that rusty core every day, darling. Just where does the 2/3 of our lab funding come from but the Pentagon? Where's my purse? Here are your keys.
Those are the lab keys. They're probably in your pocket.
I'm no traitor to my family.
Baby, I know that.
I can't crush her hope in me. I won't do that. You'll always have a family to go back to, take communion or don't take communion. She will love me more than any of the rest of you. Any of the rest
come
of
here,
you.
Come here, I'm sorry.
Aren't those drummers fantastic? Let's give them another hand. Thank you, drummers. And thank you all for having me to lunch. Yay for Ujamaa House, Cornell U. Yay! It's always wonderful to return to my alma mater and to this special dorm in particular. Anyway, later this evening, one of you is going to be receiving the Honorary Preston Scholarship for Advanced Study in Science, created in honor of my late husband, Dr. Howard Preston. I'm sure whomever you turn out to be, that your parents will be very proud.
Sun people, brothers and sisters, beautiful sisters and brothers, the Reed Seminars for Black Empowerment offer twice weekly workshops on melanin.
Oh, no. Not here, too. Not
I'm
here.
Your ignorance.
Who's listening to that? Turn off that website. Turn it off. It's your business what you listen to, but don't take in this garbage. I'm sorry, yes. That is my value judgment. Yes, in the spirit of objective inquiry, one should listen to all points of an argument. No. No, I'm sorry. I won't have it. I just won't have it. PC liberalism be damned. Not here. Not at my alma mater. I spent the whole of my undergrad years under the rigorous... I will not sit down. I studied here under rigorous, exacting, uncompromising excellence. This Ujamaa House was built by the first Black Students League on this campus, of which my late husband and I were founding members. Why don't you other folks standing over there speak? You don't believe this nonsense. Don't let these fools speak for you. These kooks aren't the real science students. They don't stand for this institution.
Black and white infants differ in vital brain melanin formation in the womb and during infancy.
They do not. Genetically, there's no clear-cut black or white anything. How many of you are tuning into this? Why? Why is this blather so popular? Why is it sweeping through so many colleges these days? Why?
Melanin, what is it? Is there a biological reason for the racism?
No. Turn it off. Stop reading this blather. Stop listening to it. I will not sit down. I will not listen. You listen to me, young man. Don't tell me about beta melanin stimulating hormones. I was into hormone analysis before you started teething. These melanin theories are nothing but a cabal of reversed racists masquerading as... Yes, racists. You heard me. I'll say it again. What? What's that you're saying back? Black people can too be racist. I don't care whether we control institutional power or not. You hold on there, Mr. Man. Hold on. This is my alma mater, brother, whoever you are. Don't you be getting up in my face. I fought on picket lines and went on strikes and sat in and took over and faced down the police and risked my grade point average so that your butt and all your generation could be sitting up here today, so that you could take your place as an equal member of the student body in places like these. Don't you blather Claire Reed back to me. Even her own daughter. Her own daughter rejects the theories. That's correct. Dr. Kalima Davis is a newly appointed member of the Federation for African Americans in Science.
She's joined the Federation. Check out all these emails, woman. Every student group we have is going nuclear on us. There's her photo. This is your daughter, right?
That proves nothing. There's got to be an explanation. Callie wouldn't do this.
Will you wise up? Open them sweet pea eyes that I love so much and wise up. Callie's gone, man. Callie's one of them.
There's no response from Callie on the damn page, is there? Is there? No. Why? Because she hasn't really done what they say she's done. Because this is merely a ploy on the part of Preston and Bennett and Johnson.
She's a traitor, Claire.
Oh, give the woman a chance to defend herself. She would have told me the truth way before now if she...
If? She's not answering herself.
No, because I bet she's on her way. I bet she wants to explain to me in person how Preston and that gang has...
Shh, I don't want her anywhere near us, anywhere near you.
You don't want you. I run this organization.
I thought we were co-directors. Excuse me.
You've always been jealous of the bond between me.
Ancestors preserve us. I loved Leon like he was my father, brother. Better than my own daddy or any of my blood brothers I had.
And you are not Leon, Malik. And that's never been Callie's fault that she never quite took to you like a father.
10 years I waited. Didn't dare let myself even approach the thought of you as anything other than the widow of my leader taken too soon from the battle.
Leon, the husband I barely knew. The movement was Leon's real wife, 24/7. And Callie, a love child, me barely 21, what did we know? You're the one who's given me a stable life, Malik.
You're my one only. My only, sweet.
And the three of us will pull through this. You'll see.
20 years of having to fold myself up. Inside out and backwards and forwards and upside down and sideways just to fit inside the itty-bitty niche between you and your girl.
Not true. When we work this out, we'll take a vacation. Just you and me.
Claire, how can you and I be a you and me? When you and Kalima are Siamese twins, for 20 years I've been after you to jump the broom.
I'm not denouncing my child.
You mean the grown woman who's betrayed you? You want to lose most of your clients?
I won't lose faith in her just because I'm confused in the moment. I won't. What kind of mother is that?
You want your books out of print? Want to lose everything we've built, everything that Leon started? She's gonna co-write with Preston, plus do a TV interview against everything we stand for. This membership is going to suspect that we knew about this from the get-go and hit it. Don't you see what she's done? Look, do you honestly, in your heart, believe that Callie's just an innocent, helpless victim in all of this? Why the delay on the new book? Oh, she struts in here giving talks on genetics and health to the conference, but I swear I can't remember when she actually participated in a panel. Can you?
Don't make me choose.
Don't make me choose.
There is an explanation. A reasonable explanation.
Please, baby, please. Cut her loose.
We're a family. Aren't we a family? Families stick together in the doubtful times as much as the... She's my baby.
I will not slide into the wreck with you, Claire. Now, how do I get through to you? Huh? Tell me. Kalima's image is going to dog us from now on. Her decision thrown up in our faces. Used by them to refute us forever and ever. Our organization's future is in jeopardy because of her. We've got to do damage control, baby. Now. Now. Understand one thing. That at least I have the guts to tell you straight to your face. When our folks split away on the heels of this disgrace, I'll be joining them.
Malik! Malik, wait! Please, Malik!
Today, we'll be analyzing the animal-based study conducted by the Mayo Clinic. The experiments investigate the possibility of transplantation of stem cells that could replicate heart muscles scarred by heart attack and produce a beneficial long-term outcome.
Darling, the strangest thing, your retraction still hasn't been posted. Here, let me help you write it. We gotta get it out of ASAP. That Preston gang and their false claims.
I can't think about this right now. Of course. The ability to grow or implant new heart muscle tissue could save or improve the quality of life for countless people suffering from heart failure.
Not my daughter, I told Malik. But see, he has no faith. He don't know my girl like I do. I have faith. I have trust. Girl! Sister woman, you don't know.
These Mayo Clinic findings are only preliminary. But the prospect is quite exciting. The cloning in this case...
Child, I've been tripping. Woo! Let's get dinner out. My treat. It's been a hell of a... My nerves have been frayed. That's frayed with a capital F.
Over 880 bioactive substances have been frayed... tested to see if they stimulated the mouse stem cells to become heart muscle cells.
Malik calling my girl a traitor. You believe that? Well... I had to kick him to the curb. That attitude cuts you loose, he tells me. Huh? Cut him loose. Calling my girl. He don't know you like I do. Hurry. We got to get your retraction written and posted.
Posted?
Your retraction. Posted. Your retraction. Perhaps even a lawsuit since they...
The truth is already there.
And once we post your retraction...
I have joined the Federation. The Federation for African Americans in Science, Mother.
The daughter of Leon Davis has not joined the very group of people who have attacked her parents since 19...
It's the science that they criticize. It's not personal.
Where my daughter is concerned... It most certainly is personal.
Your fantasy of me is never, ever going to be real. My fantasy of wanting to fit who you want me to be is never going to be real.
You betrayed...
Yes. Yes, I did. Please forgive me one day if you can.
You liar, you...
Liar, traitor, coward. That's who you're looking at. Yes.
Fessing up makes up for absolutely nothing. Nada. Zero. You have betrayed your father's legacy.
What legacy? As far as I can see, it's nothing but a myth.
You say that to my face.
Mother, I'm not dismissing all the good, all the benefits your institute contributes to the community, but what I mean is...
A myth?
The scientific claims.
Science God damn it, never mind science. How long have you...
How long? Winning that prize to the science camp for the gifted way back when I was...
Way back when you were 13? But I was so proud of you. The first homeschool kid in this town to win such a prize.
They laughed. I came out bold with the teachings, with the melanin science they weren't hip to, and they laughed.
They were 13. Kids always laugh at what they don't understand or accept. I've always taught you that.
Every year, trying to find the proof.
There is proof.
That we are mentally, spiritually, physically superior. Well, where is it? What is it? Reading and reading all the teachings, even in grad school, trying
to... The teachings are real. Oh, why waste my breath? Flesh of my flesh in the enemy camp.
Protecting you is costing me too much. And it's costing you too much.
Protecting me? From what? If only you had come to me straight up.
Look, I'm trying to come to you right now. And see how you...
Now? Now after you've been forced to? Now that the lid on your cover's been blown? You call that approaching a fellow colleague, colleague to colleague? Perhaps we could have come to some truce, some sort of professional agreement to disagree.
You always said question, learn, study everything.
Yes, that is how I brought you up.
But then you expect me to please you and agree. I'd be in college studying hard science, chemistry, biology, physics, and then come back here and split that part of myself off so that I could have the conviction expected of the daughter of Dr. Claire Reed.
Conviction expected? Expected?
This work with Preston, I enjoy it. Look, I hate the irony of it, but I truthfully love the work. In fact, to be totally honest, I think something in me has secretly wanted to be forced to come clean.
If you felt all that, then you should have told me straight up. Fought with me to give me a chance.
Mother, you refuse to listen. You insist that your hypotheses are based on facts.
And so do you.
Would you have fought with your own mother?
My mother was my enemy from birth. Slapping me down, tearing me down. Have I ever hit you? Ever? Promised myself that I'd try to raise a best friend.
A best friend. An ever-pleasing, never-disappointing, ever, ever, forever loyal best friend.
Sorry for daring to want to be different towards you from what was done to me. Sorry about that. Excuse me.
No, I can't rest the blame on you. No, I'm the one who stood up at conference after conference, ducking and dodging my way out of the melanin panels, every year just barely escaping, and glad to escape. This is me.
Ashamed of how you were brought up.
No, not of how.
Ashamed of the teachings. Ashamed of what I believe. Come on. You're the one said say the truth. Stop protecting each other. So, all this time you've agreed that I'm a reverse racist?
Wait, Mommy, I know you. I love you. I respect you.
If you agree with the other side, if you accept their point of view, then you accept all of it. No hedging, Kalima. No goddamn hedging.
I don't believe that you condemn other people, you personally. I don't believe that. And I will always defend you.
You defend me?
I so want our people to be special somehow. I so want something special we might enjoy, possess, to make up for all the horror we've been through.
You coming home from the outside and... feeling split? That was once me coming home. Sneaking books of all kinds and reading forbidden knowledge in secret. Your grandmother. It was stifling. She allowed in only the Bible and books proclaiming our church's version of the Bible. And now you tell me.
This is your grown child, Claire. Out in the world, I am so pulled together that I'm choking on myself. All my awards and prizes and honors behind my name never keep away this feeling of being shredded up inside. See, always having you to run back to is so automatic. Now it feels like I'm losing a limb.
Believe me, you've no idea. It was too unbearable to suspect you.
It was too unbearable to disappoint you.
There's something else, isn't there?
You who sometimes know my thoughts seconds before I can even shape them. My new man
comes from outside the tribe, I bet.
I've been so damn scared about what the tribe thinks that I've come really close to mucking it up. He can be a pain in the ass, but we fit. He's caring and sweet.
Sweet. You? A traitor? The Reed Institute was supposed to be handed down from mother to daughter.
Denounce me to the membership. Save your reputation.
I only talk strategy with trusted colleagues, my dear. Here from your diary. Proof of the human soul. Carried out by Kalima Davis, aged 12. Dedicated to the memory of my father.
The truth is, I don't really remember him, Mom. I would love to have something, some remnant of him, like lifting me with my tiny arms wrapped around his shoulders, but I was just too young.
I know what he believed and stood by. And I will continue his fight. You may think your side knows what can be proved and what can't. But as far as I'm concerned, your glorious science and 21st century technology has our people by the throat. Taking this moment to replicate desirable haves, to crowd out the undesirable have-nots. These patents on genes will be owned by only a few mighty corporations. Genetic miracles will be reserved for only those who are able to afford them. Black, brown, red folks locked out. I will always fight for our people's survival.
We will never stop our vigilance, Mother. I love you.
Kalima. Kalima!
Until this moment in history, the fact has been that when your heart cells are dead, they are dead. Dead. And there is nothing that can be done about it. We are excited that the new stem cell cloning research suggests that we can grow and implant animal heart cells. Think about that. The prospect of one day growing our own hearts.
You've been listening to Relativity by Cassandra Medley, starring Deidre Henry as Kalima, Judianne Elder as Claire, James Pickens Jr. as Malik, Jason Ritter as Dan, Terrell Tilford as Leon, and Lorraine Toussaint as Iris. Original music composed and performed by Stuart K. Robinson. Foley artist Tracy Patton. Recording, editing, and mixing engineer Mark Holden for VoiceBox Studios. Relativity was directed by Stuart K. Robinson. Joining me now is Dr. Stanley Nelson, professor of human genetics and psychiatry within the David Geffen School of Medicine at the University of California, Los Angeles. His laboratory develops and implements genome-scale genetic approaches to the study of complex and rare human disorders. Welcome, Dr. Nelson.
Thank you, Susan. It's a pleasure to be here.
I want to talk about the themes in this play that we've just heard of relativity. Is there any basis for believing that the propositions of what people call eugenics have any merit whatsoever?
No. You know, part of the reason these things get perpetuated for very long times is that, you know, we have all sorts of genetic selection experiments that have been done and done by humans, you know, dog breeds being selected for specific traits and specific abilities and the like. So that's sort of the basis for propagating some of these ideas in humans. And if, you know, I think one of the things that's going to be quite powerful about looking truly at our entire genomes is that we're not all so very far apart. You know, there's a tremendous amount of genetic diversity within humans, but there's much more similarity than there is difference, for sure. So even taking the two most distantly related people on the planet, they're almost identical, is the way to think about it.
Now, is it 99% identical?
It's that about 99.9%
identical.
Exactly.
Yeah. But am I right in thinking that you can see a difference between the genomes of Europeans and Africans?
Absolutely. And actually, this will be an interesting feature that people will be able to explore about themselves that they might not know about their sort of their ancestral history. And this is going to be quite possible to do. That if I had somebody who was from sub-Saharan Africa and all of their ancestors, as far as the eye can see, were sub-Saharan Africans, and I had an individual who was from Central Europe or Northern Europe and all of their ancestors, as far as the eye could see, was Central European or Northern European, there's no question that I could very easily tell who was who. And I could do that by just looking at their genes. And part of that is that we can now look at a sufficient number of DNA variations that these differences that do exist between different people from different areas are very apparent. And that's simply because of our genetic history. That is, the subset of people who've been living in Europe are sampled from a sampling of the people who migrated out of Africa, and that their population has exploded, right? So in general, Europeans are more related to other Europeans than they're going to be to the average sub-Saharan African. And that's just simply because of the time distance between those people. That is, the average European could draw their co-ancestor back to a much more recent point than when they're trying to link themselves up into the human family with an African whose ancestry comes from below the Sahara. So we can do interesting genome explorations, and people are doing these actually. That is, are there genes that are under positive or negative selection that are different in people who have been living in Europe for centuries versus people who've been living in Asia or the oceanic region, or in sub-Saharan Africa? That is, the environmental pressures might be quite different in those locations and might be then decoded somewhat in some natural selection that's actually occurred.
But explain to us why the idea that there might be a, quote, gene that gives you athletic ability or musical ability isn't a valid notion in terms of saying all Black people are better athletes.
Right. So, I mean, you know, a simple observation of all Black people would get you to that point. But the genetics of any of these traits that are not some of these Mendelian traits are very, very complex. And the individual genetic contribution to a trait are typically relatively small. So you have many, many, many different, even if one were going to live and think about that it's a genetic contribution, it would be many, many, many different genes. It would be unlikely to be a single gene at the end of the day.
What do you see as the most interesting and challenging aspects of your field at present and coming down the pike?
I think the challenge is going to be to move towards a point where we have complete genome sequencing on individual humans and being able to put that into context within specific diseases. It opens up computational challenges. It opens up mathematical challenges. It opens up actually societal, ethical challenges in terms of how do we use this data? How do we approach it? Can we indeed do this on people prior to having the disease? And I think it's going to lead to a very different way for how we think about delivering healthcare in the U.S., that is, we can't really have a system that permits genetic discrimination, which we have right now. And I think that needs to disappear.
Well, I gather that one of the projects in your own lab concerns finding an alternative methodology to using stem cells.
Ah, yes. I wouldn't claim this is in my own lab. This is very important work and very exciting work that's going on in a number of different centers, including some investigators at UCLA and our collaborator April Pyle at UCLA and Catherine Plath have been working on means where we can take skin biopsies. So from a given patient who maybe has a specific type of mutation, we can sample the skin. And normally, and people have been doing this for decades, you can take some of that skin and put it in culture. And in tissue culture, the fibroblasts, which are the cells that kind of hold the skin together, if you will proliferate. And they'll proliferate for a little while and then die. So you can study them for a little bit. We have ways of transforming those to live a little bit longer, but they still look like fibroblasts. So if I wanted to study a muscle disease, so for instance, I want to look at ways that I can develop therapeutics for Duchenne muscular dystrophy. As an example, what I would like is I would like to actually have a muscle cell line that has my exact mutation within that cell and study it, but I'd like that cell to be a muscle cell. So how can you get to that process? The fibroblasts that are taken from patient skin can be grown in the lab and then treated with a series of different genes such that those cells revert back into a cell that looks like an embryonic stem cell. So what does that mean? It means that it's not an embryonic stem cell per se. It's a fibroblast that got induced to have these stem-like properties. And that cell can be induced with some tricks in the lab to become a neuron growing in a tissue culture dish. It can be induced to become a muscle cell growing in a tissue culture dish. It could be induced to become a blood cell. And what that means is that we can now have a source, which is very important. We can have a source of stem cells that can be induced back into the cell type that we really want to study in the laboratory with the exact mutation that people really have. So that's an extremely exciting thing.
Yes, fascinating. Absolutely fascinating. Well, thank you so much, Stan, for talking with us today.
Well, it's my pleasure. Thank you very much.
I've been talking to Dr. Stanley Nelson, professor of human genetics and psychiatry within the David Geffen School of Medicine at the University of California, Los Angeles. I'm Susan Loewenberg, producing director of LA Theater Works, and you're listening to a special presentation of the plays The Thing, part of the Relativity series, a monthly broadcast of science-themed plays, funded in part by the Alfred P. Sloan Foundation to enhance public understanding of science and technology. You can download this program from the KPCC website for 3 months beginning April 5th. Go to kpcc.org and click on Podcasts. Next month on the Relativity series, we take you into the world of science fiction as Leonard Nimoy and members of the cast of Star Trek recreate the original radio broadcast of the first classic in the genre, The War of the Worlds. Join us for a celebration of sci-fi mayhem and the stuff of nightmares next month on the Relativity series. Next week on The Plays the Thing, a quirky double bill starring Katherine Helmond, Harris Yulin, and William Peterson. In The Gin Game, an elderly man and woman play gin rummy on the porch of an old age home, illustrating the words Flaubert wrote to his mistress, "We laugh with pity at the vanity of the human will." And in The Actor Retires, we take a hilarious, surreal journey into the life of an actor who decides to end his career and become a furniture maker. Next time
on The Play's the Thing. I'm Susan Lowenberg. Thanks for joining us.
This is a production of LA Theatre Works. Major support for the production of plays in our current live performance season is provided by the Peter Glenville Foundation. Additional support for LA Theatre Works productions and programs is provided by the Capital Group Company's Charitable Foundation, the Los Angeles Department of Cultural Affairs, the Los Angeles Jewish Community Foundation, and the Los Angeles County Board of Supervisors through the Los Angeles County Arts Commission. To purchase a copy of this production or to receive a catalog of LA Theatre Works plays, musicals, and novels, please call 1-800-708-8863 within the U.S. or visit our website, latw.org. Email your comments or suggestions to latw@latw.org. The Beverly Hilton Hotel is the official hotel of The Play's the Thing. Brendan Fox is the associate producer. Susan Albert Lowenberg is the executive producer. Recording, editing, and mixing engineer, Dennis Contreras at Voicebox Studios. The Play's the Thing radio series is written and produced by Mark Ward.